Welcome to the premiere edition of 5 Minutes Max, a periodic podcast from StuMax.com. Today's podcast, The Old Ways Are Dead, and you need people around you who concur. Hi everybody, I'm Stuart Maxwell, and today is the first day of the new year, January 1st, 2005. This is my first podcast. I know the audio quality isn't very good right now, but I'm working hard on improving it. I'm really excited to try out this new format, so expect at least a few more episodes of 5 Minutes Max to show up in your feed reader over the coming weeks. I'm not sure what I'll be talking about. It might be brilliant or it might be stupid, but I can guarantee that it won't last longer than 5 minutes. So what have you got to lose? Okay, ready? Here we go. Hugh McLeod, who writes the brilliant blog GapingVoid.com, recently wrote the following. He said, "The old ways are dead, and you need people around you who concur." I had a Jerry Maguire moment once. Did you ever see the movie Jerry Maguire? Well, if you recall, the movie opens with Tom Cruise furiously composing a manifesto for corporate change. He stays up all night giving birth to a beautifully bound roadmap to his company's future. The following morning, in a state of postnatal ecstasy, he delivers an enthusiastic presentation to his colleagues, only to be greeted with blank stares and sidelong glances. Well, when I had my Jerry Maguire moment, I was working for a theater company in Florida. We were a unique company with an international reputation, good standing in the community, and the audiences to support 10 performances a week. Still, like a lot of theaters, money was always an issue for us. Worse, our talent base was crumbling as folks moved to LA in search of more glamorous careers, and our shows were beginning to grow stagnant and predictable. I knew we couldn't survive indefinitely the way we were going, but we could take steps to revitalize the theater. After all, we were in Orlando, Florida, a major vacation destination, world headquarters for theme park entertainment, a gathering point for talent, money, and audiences. If we could leverage all these assets and combine them with our reputation and experience, we could create a new paradigm for growth that would sustain us for the next 30 years. I was sure I was on to something. I wrote down all my thoughts on the subject, what I thought our market was, where our potential was for growth, and what I envisioned our theater could become. I put it all in a PowerPoint, and the next day at our staff meeting, I presented it to the group. Well, let me tell you, for a world-changing idea, the reaction in the room was pretty muted. I could have taken it if everyone had said, "Stuart, that's the worst idea we've ever heard. Now sit down and have a donut." But really, it's as if I had just stood up in front of them and farted. I mean, no one wanted to engage with me, so I just folded up my laptop and went back to my office. Some folks pulled me aside afterwards to express their support, but as the weeks went by and nothing more was said about Stuart's Jerry Maguire speech, then I realized that my grand vision for the theater was destined to remain just some ones and zeros on a computer desk. I left the theater a year later, and it has continued to contract and lay off staff and cut shows. It sits constantly on the brink of bankruptcy. Now, it didn't have to be that way. We could have made a change, but we didn't. It wasn't my colleagues' fault. I failed to recognize what I was asking of them. It didn't matter that my ideas and reasoning seemed sound or that the benefits of making a change in the company's direction could potentially bring us massive benefits. A pretty PowerPoint wasn't sufficient to inspire the mental and emotional leaps necessary to make those investments. But what also became clear to me that day is that I was not working with people who needed what I offered. My services, the visionary thinking and planning that might have taken our company in a new direction, were not required. In another setting, my ideas might have provoked a reaction, discussion, dissection, comment, but my colleagues required someone who would shuffle along in time with them. They needed me to be small, and I wanted to be large. I was in the wrong place, and I didn't recognize it. Like Hugh says, the old ways are dead, and you need people around you who concur. Now, this isn't only about hanging out with people who agree with you. It's about hanging out with people who will agree or disagree with you based on whatever will serve your ideas best. If you have patterns and habits that keep you from flourishing, find the people who will help you shed them. If you have ideas that excite you, find other people who get excited by them too. If you believe that the old ways are dead, then you need people around you who will concur. Easier said than done, you say? Well, perhaps, but that's going to have to be a topic for another day because my time's just about up for this podcast. I'll be returning to this theme in coming shows, so I'd love to hear your thoughts. What old ways are you leaving behind? Who are the people in your life who inspire you? Visit me at StuMax.com, that's StuMax.com, and leave me a comment or send an email to 5, that's the Arabic numeral 5, at StuMax.com. Also, I can read psychic messages, smoke signals, semaphore, Morse code, body language, and Esperanto. I'm Stuart Maxwell. Join me some other time for 5 Minutes Max. Happy New Year, everybody.